Makos Perk Aleph, Mishnah Vav 1:6. The Mishnah wants to explore when precisely in the process of a court case are the Edom Zomim liable to the consequences of Kasher Zamam. The context of our Mishnah will be a capital case where we're killing people potentially. And in that context, you think that really there are three stages in the court case. We have Hazama. Stage one is where the conspiring witnesses give their false testimony. Okay, stage two is after what's called Nigmar Hadin, the conclusion of the deliberations, and the Bezdin renders its verdict. They say the accused, Johnny, now is guilty and has to be executed. That's stage two. But then there's a stage three, which is when Johnny is actually executed. Okay, so there's three separate stages between testifying falsely and the conclusion of the deliberations, Nigmar Hadin, between Nigmar Hadin and the execution, and then after execution. Of course, sort of after execution, sort of a point of no return. You can't bring Johnny back once he's dead. The question is, if the conspiracy is uncovered in the middle of the process or at the end of the process, which of those stages are the stages in which the Edom Zomim are liable to themselves be executed? And this really is based on Psukim. So the Mishnah says inside, Ein ha-Edom Zomim neheragin ad shigamer hadin. The Edom Zomim aren't executed in a capital case unless we've already had yigamer hadin, unless we have the conclusion of the deliberations and the Bezdin has handed down its verdict. So meaning, that would mean, in stage one, if before Nigmar Hadin, other witnesses come and they impugn or whatever, contradict the Edom Zomim, so then, okay, the Edom Zomim are bad guys, but they won't get Kasher Zamam. Now, this was a subject of Machlokas. The whole basis of which stages are liable to Kasher Zamam is based on Psukim, and we see in the time of the Mishnah by Sheni. So the Tzedukim, a competing subgroup of Jews who didn't accept the tradition of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, they relied upon only the Psukim themselves, the verses. So the Psukim and the Purushim, the authors of the Mishnah, etc., our rabbinic tradition, didn't agree. Sheharei Hatzdukim Omrim. The position of the Tzdukim was, Ad Shehareg, they're not going to carry out Kasher Zamam until after the deadline has been passed, meaning the execution has been carried out, and we're punishing the Edom Zomim for causing Johnny to actually be killed. Shene'emar, based on the pasuk that it says, the Mishnah says, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. This is certainly a Girsa problem. There is a pasuk that says Nefesh Tachas Nefesh in the Chumash, but it's referring to injuring a pregnant woman. It's not correct. The correct Girsa should be in their variant text. The correct Girsa should be Nefesh B'Nefesh, a life for a life. So say that Stugim, since the verse is talking about the punishment of Kasher Zamam, of Edom Zomim, say Nefesh B'Nefesh, a life for a life, it implies, of course, that you're not going to take the life of the Edom Zomim unless the accused, the Johnny person, is actually killed. However, Amr Lehem Chachamim, our Chachamim, the rabbis disagree with the interpretation. They said it's not our tradition. You're making that up. V'halo, Kfar Ne'amar Va'asisim Lo Kasher Zamam La'asos Lachiv. So the rabbis are going to address the Tzukim on their own terms, meaning even according to you, you can see from the Psukim themselves that you're incorrect, because the Psukim talk about how we're punishing the Edom Zomim for the fact that Kasher Zamam, for they conspired, la'asos, they conspired to do la'achiv to their brother. Now, achiv obviously doesn't mean their literal brother. It means their brother is a fellow Jew. And the Torah, whenever it says your brother's a fellow Jew, it means someone, of course, who's not just alive. You can't be your brother when he's dead. But is your brother in the context of he's obligated in mitzvahs like you. So this is not applicable to a dead person. So you see, the Torah is talking about a living person. And therefore, say the Chachamim, it can't be that once you've entered stage three, you still kill Edom Zomim. No, it has to be prior to that, only before stage three. Because Vaharei Achiv Kayam, because if it says the word Achiv, it must mean he's Kayam, he's still alive. V'im Kain. So now, if that's true, Lama Ne'emar Nefesh B'Nefesh, I'll correct the Girsa, so then why does the Pasuk say a life for a life if the accused Johnny is still alive? So then why are you killing the Edom Zomim? Because you might have thought, said the rabbis, that even in stage one, when they've just provided their testimony, the false testimony, but yet there hasn't been a conclusion of a verdict, you're ready for the fact that they lied and tried to kill this guy, already you kill him, kill the Edom Zom and then. But no, you don't. Talmud Lomar, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, or Nefesh Benefesh, you see, it's only once you have a person who's already like a life for a life, which means once there's a verdict passed down and a person is prosecuted by the Bezdin that he has to be executed, so his halachic status changes entirely, and he's sort of like a dead man walking in many, many respects, okay? So I don't discuss all the nafkaminas of that, but the point is, the halacha reflects throughout that once a person's been prosecuted that he has to die, he is essentially already dead, like legally. They just are going to carry out the formalities. But that being the case, that's why I refer to him as like nefesh benefesh. You essentially kill this guy by passing should die, so now you're going to die as well. And therefore, you see that we don't execute him until after the verdict has been ruled and we're past gemiras hadin. So therefore, let me just sum up now because the Mishnah didn't speak out the thing comprehensively. We don't execute in stage one, meaning after they lied with their conspiracy, but before gemiras hadin, because it says nefesh benefesh. There's no even legally dead person here. We do execute if it's after gemiras hadin, but prior to the execution itself. That is actually based on the pasuk. It says vasisim lo kasher zamam. They will do to the bezdin will do to the conspiring witnesses as they conspired to do la asos lachiv against their brother. But the drush is as they conspired to do, but not kasher asa. Not it's kasher zamam like they conspired, not kasher asa like they actually did. And therefore, in that second stage, after gemiras hadin, but before execution, we will execute the Edom Zomin. But after the execution has happened, that of course is a big tragedy and a terrible injustice. But we will not kill the Edom Zomin anymore. Because the pasuk says that it has to be to achiv, it has to be that the person who was accused, the Johnny, if you will, is still alive. So just that second stage in the middle. That's the Rambam. That's the din. Now, you see that this is talking about nefesh benefesh, talking about people dying. The question is, what about? And of course, that seems a little, it seems counterintuitive, right? It seems that it's all the more so if they actually killed the falsely, you know, unjustly killed the falsely accused Johnny, for sure the Edom Zomim should be punished with execution. That's not the case. So that's based on Pesukim, the drush we said before. So therefore, the question is, what about non-capital cases? What if it's just Malkus? What if we lashed Johnny? Or if it's Mammon? What if we fined Johnny? So now, even if we've given the lashes or given it the fine, do we now turn back and punish the Edom Zomim with a reciprocal penalty? So the Rambam says yes. The Rambam understands that, in fact, it's just execution which is ruled out from the pasuk, that he has to still be achiv, he has to still be alive, and it's nefesh benefesh. In that context, nefesh benefesh means, you know, that we're talking about killing people. But if it wouldn't be for killing people, in other words, we're talking about just malchus or mammon, so then the Edom Zomim would be punished even after the punishment was administered. The Raiva disagrees, for what it's worth. But anyways, the halacha stands, we'd be like the Rambam, and therefore, in fact, we would lash these people or fine them even after Johnny had been lashed or fined. We just wouldn't execute if Johnny had been executed.